All right. You guys that are tuned in, do you know where you are? This is Saturday night, and it's time for... I'm going to have my partner share what it is. What are we, partner?
Well, how are you doing, Wynn?
Oh, wait, you got to say what our show's
about. Good to be back on the Don and Wynn show.
There we go.
It's good to be back with you. It's a wonderful Saturday. How's your Saturday?
See, my days are pretty much in a flow. They're pretty much, you know what, ups and downs are, when things are good, things have to be bad. So I think that for me, things are just kind of at a certain level of, I don't know if neutrality is the word, but positive neutrality. Positive, on the edge of positive, but just being able to flow in the middle of things. So the ups and downs are a little bit more balanced. That makes sense?
So you think you're finding a little balance, do you? Good. That's good to hear. You need it.
Now, don't be judgmental of me. You might need it.
I need it. Hey, absolutely. I'm in need.
Are you in need?
I'm always in need.
Now, you never admitted that before.
Admitted what?
That you were in need.
I am. I'm in need.
You always say everything is fine.
It is fine.
Well, when you're in need, though, usually you feel a sense of lack. Otherwise, you wouldn't be in need.
I was thinking I needed a better co-host.
You need a better co-host. That's your need. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, people.
There's needs, and then there's needs.
Well, stand
then,
in line.
And then there's needs or needs. Is that Russian?
People would stand in line to be your co-host, okay?
Really? You mean like right around the building?
Yeah, they line around the building.
Around the block, maybe?
Listen, does anybody here that's listening want to be Don's co-host? Call us up tonight, and we will let you be honorary co-host.
No, call us up tonight if you've actually, if you want a copy of Winfrey's book, free.
No.
Give us a call. If any of you out there actually want to read it so badly, and you'll get it free, give us a call.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And Don's going to pay for it, by the way.
I am?
Of course.
You're too stingy to give away a free book to a caller?
You're making...
No, hold on. Let's back up here for a second. Are you really that stingy?
You want to know?
Are you really that stingy? I gotta ask you that question because that smacks of weirdness.
Are you gonna let me answer you?
Well, after I finish getting in a few words.
Okay, get your few words in and then turn it over to me. I'll just listen.
All right. Now, you wouldn't offer a free book to a listener who called up and wanted one. Now, you've been adamant about that since day one.
I could.
And now, I don't know. I mean, are you a giver or are you a taker? Which one are you?
I'll tell you, when it comes to giving things away.
You don't.
Are you going to answer me? Are you going to wait for an answer or not?
Are you speaking to me or are you talking to all of us?
I'm talking to you and everyone.
Well, there you go. Keep going, man. You're on a roll.
Okay. You know, when people reach back, they get a lot more out of something than when you just hand it to them. I've learned that I give my book to people and they don't read it. They think I need someone to read it, which I don't.
So you're worried that if someone actually took the time to get on the internet, to listen to our program, to pick up his phone, dial the number, and ask you particularly that they want a free book, you don't think they're going to read it?
You know what?
You don't have a very good opinion of our audience, do you? In fact, do you have a good opinion of anything or anyone? Or are you going to chintz out on us?
If they listen to our show, if they listen to our show, I'd really worry about them, okay? Now, if somebody...
It's your life, Wynn. This is your day.
I've given away many books. And when I thought a book would really... help somebody or contribute to
their
life.
So if you thought it was good, you'd do it.
It's a two-way.
In other words, even though the person might really be begging for it, unless you thought it was a good idea, wouldn't have.
Well,
is that what you're trying to say? When
do you know what? That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Yeah. So, folks, don't call in to get your free book here. You don't mention the book. I mean, you don't want to mention the book, and then because that's kind of no. Hold on. Listen, that's kind of like upsetting to people. Let's say you didn't. Let's say you mentioned the book. Let's just go there. Let's say you mentioned the book.
I didn't mention the book. You mentioned it. Okay. Now, if I mentioned it, it might be different. But you mentioned it.
I always mentioned it.
Now, one of the things is you can't violate my free will and tell me what I'm supposed to do. You see, right there, right at the get-go.
So now you think I'm controlling you.
Well, I mean...
Do you really believe I'm trying to control you, Wynn?
You tell me what to do.
Wynn.
And
I tell you what to do now?
I don't know.
Do I eat for you?
Oh, no. Here we go. Hey, Don, I got something to read to you that's really good here.
All right. Yeah, I'm ready, Wynn. You fire that at me.
This is going to make you happy, okay?
All right.
This is from Forbes magazine, and it has to do with alcohol improves brain, okay? A herd of buffalo can only move as fast as the slowest buffalo. And when the herd is hunted, it is the slowest, weakened ones at the back that are killed first. This natural selection is good for the herd as a whole because the general speed and health of the whole is maintained or even improved by the regular culling of the weakest members. In much the same way, the human brain can only operate as fast as the slowest brain cells through which the electrical signals pass. Recent epidemiological studies have shown that while excessive intake of alcohol kills off brain cells, it attacks the slowest and weakest brain cells first. Thus, regular consumption of beer, wine, etc.
will keep you young.
Helps eliminate the weaker cells, constantly making the brain a faster and more efficient machine.
Right. Look at that, folks. And here's the remarkable thing. You ready for this?
Wait, let me finish.
It tastes better than water, and the alcohol in it probably has killed off any bacteria or virus that's in it.
Now, let me finish reading the article, but thank you for interrupting. The result of this in-depth study verifies and validates the causal link between all weekend parties and job-related performance. It also explains why, after a few short years of leaving a university and getting married, most professionals cannot keep up with the performance of the new graduates. Only those few that stick to the strict regimen of voracious alcohol consumption can maintain the intellectual levels that they achieved during their college years. So this is a call to arms. As our country is losing its technological edge, we cannot shudder in our homes. Get back into the bars. Quaff that pint. Your company and country need you to be at your peak, and you shouldn't deny yourself the career you could have. Take life by the bottle and be all that you can be. Forward this to all your friends, acquaintances, and coworkers that may be in danger of losing their edge.
That's right. You know, a good bottle of Bex, and you're back, baby.
Now, I'll bet that surprised you.
Nothing like that surprises me. I always knew that drinking and drinking lots is probably not a bad thing. It just depends what you're drinking.
I see. Well, here we are on the Don and Wynn Show, and... Uh-oh.
Are you blanking out on us? Are you going just blanco on the air?
No. I'm trying to see where to follow up.
You're going blanco.
No, I'm giving you room.
You just don't know what to say.
To express yourself.
I express myself.
Yeah. So, what is, for those of you that are listening for the first time,
welcome.
Welcome, and you know,
welcome.
You, usually people only listen to us once and then they go away. They never come back again. So this is our chance to...
And we still have a great audience, which means... What, Wynn?
It means that one of two things, that my premise is right...
See, and you were worried that I was trying to control you?
People keep coming back, or that there's just a sucker's born every minute, and they're all coming in, replacing our old listeners that are...
You think so? Or maybe they're first listening to us, then they go over to, what do you call your other show? What's your other show?
The Monday Night Conference Call?
Yeah, the Monday Night Conference Call. Then they go listen to that, and then they don't come back at all.
Maybe that's it.
I think that's it.
That could be it. Listen, Don, while we're here talking about drinking, I found something.
My favorite subject.
I found something. It's a way to beat a breathalyzer test. Just in case, okay? And this is something anyone can do anytime, although they may be arrested for indecent behavior if they try this, okay? But I'll tell you anyway, because I'm sure there's people in our listening audience that might be faced with this circumstance, and this could save their ass, supposedly. So this was in a newspaper somewhere, and it sounds like it's a British newspaper, because it's in a city called Stettler. Stettler. You ever hear the word Stettler, city? Stettler? Probably not.
No.
Stettler.
Have you ever heard of, isn't that near Malloyne's?
An 18-year-old Stettler man tried to eat his underwear in the hope that the cotton fabric would absorb alcohol before he took a breathalyzer test, provincial court heard this week. David Surflow was subsequently acquitted of a charge of impaired driving because he blew below the 0.08, the legal limit. But the testimony broke up people in Judge David MacNaughton's provincial court here Thursday afternoon. Mr. Zufflow was collared by, it's Canada, RCMP, Royal Canadian Mounted Police Constable Bill Robinson.
Yeah, near McGrone's.
After he ran from his vehicle, which he had been seen weaving down the highway. While sitting in the back of the patrol car, Mr. Zufflow tried to eat his shorts, Constable Robinson told the court. Mr. Zufflow said he ripped the crotch out of his shorts, stuffed the fabric in his mouth, and then spit it out. A class of law students from William E. Hay Composite High in court as observers was removed by the teacher when testimony enlivened the proceedings. The grade 11 and 12 students had difficulty maintaining composure. People were leaving the courtroom with tears in their eyes, trying not to laugh, said Royal Canadian Mounted Police Constable Peter McFarland. Okay, so there we go. If any of you are having trouble, stop by a cop, just get into a private place, and eat your underwear, and everything will be fine.
Eventually. Is that a bird?
I should get back to that page. That was a page of, well, I'm on the computer, okay? And you know they have those emoticons, they're called, right?
Yeah.
So that was a page of emoticons that were talking, okay?
Interesting. And, you're fascinating.
They were saying, say something, idiot. Well, we're not getting any call-ins today, Don.
No, we're not. I think, if anybody wants to call in, if you remember the number, give us a call. If you don't, ask Wynn. If he doesn't remember, go to BBS Radio.
And if somebody gives me a good reason why I should give them a book, I'll take it into consideration.
Oh, so he's backtracking, folks. You see, I knew we'd get him.
But you know what? I don't think somebody could call in and be sincere. They'd have to break through all our BS and be sincere. And I don't think that's possible on our show. And that's okay, because there's
You already have a matrix for our show.
There is a time for
sincerity. A box that you can't get out of.
There is a time for sincerity and a time for insincerity, or I don't want to say insincerity. There's a time for sincerity and there's a time for playfulness. That's a better way of doing it. So this is a time for playfulness.
Yeah.
Now here's one here. Here's a good joke. You ready? Are you getting sick of my jokes here?
No, lay it on me.
A guy spots a nice-looking girl in a bar and goes up and starts small talk. Seeing that she didn't back off, he asks her name. Carmen, she replied. That's a nice name, he said, warming up the conversation. Who named you? Your mother? No, I named myself, she answered. Oh, that's interesting. Why Carmen? Because I like cars and I like men, she said, looking directly into his eyes. So what's your name, she asked. Beer sex.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't get you to laugh. That's not good, you know?
That's an old one.
It is? You heard that before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you blew it.
Not me.
I never heard it.
I know. Hey, what is the call-in number? Okay, look, if somebody wants to tell a joke during the next hour, I mean, come call in and see if you can make Don laugh, okay? Or me laugh.
Yeah, call in and make us laugh and we'll give you a dollar. Via PayPal. What do they take out of a dollar?
I don't know.
Like what? Five cents or something?
What's the phone number, Don?
I don't know. Don't you know it?
No.
You don't know any of our phone name numbers? After how many times?
You don't know them, do you?
Well, I know them. But do you know them?
I can figure it out.
You got to look it up?
Yeah. Well, I never have the opportunity to phone in. I assume...
But you never have the opportunity to give it out either, I guess.
Who is Vincent Bugliosi.
Try going a little French on that.
Bugliosi.
Close enough.
I know who he is. He's an attorney.
He's a big guy.
He is. He wrote the book on Charles Manson. Right? I believe. Didn't he? Isn't that his book?
Is that his book?
Is it?
You tell me.
Vincent Bugliosi. He was a prosecutor, right?
Yeah.
And
we do have a new forum, a new educational online education forum will be up and active in September. Mm-hmm. We have links now to it. So if you want to go to our homepage and click on online education, you'll see our new system and what's coming. We'll have about 12-15 classes running regularly, and more coming. We've got a few listed. Yeah, that'll be fun.
I see that Margaret Cho is going to be on. She's going to be on the Chip Coffey Psychic Medium show, right?
Is that your show?
No. Let's see. Here is... now, Vincent, you don't have him. You don't mention that he was involved with Charles Manson in your page. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think he was. I'm telling everybody what's coming up on BBS Radio.
You keep going.
Okay. here, Michael Brooks, that's going to be on Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show, who holds a PhD in quantum physics, an editor at New Scientist. His writing has appeared in The Guardian, Independent Observer, and Playboy. 13 Things That Don't Make Sense, the most baffling scientific mysteries of our time, which is coming on sale August 12th. That's a very interesting guy. Have you heard him? Did you read his book? Probably not, huh?
No. No. I haven't read that much lately.
Let's see. No one's calling us tonight. I think that means that we must be really obnoxious, or no one's listening.
No one's listening. That's why we're going to go to break. We'll be right back.
You going to the bathroom?
Maybe, maybe.
You're listening to BBS Radio. An internet radio experience of truth, harmony, beauty. From your family at BBS Radio, have yourself a beautiful day.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new
Hello. This is Wesley Snipes.
Hey, this is Vinny James, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com.
I'm Hillary Ramo. I want to personally invite you to join me in Egypt for my Equinox Initiation Tour. Come with me and walk the sands of the ancient Egyptians. Explore the...
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream...
Blending the...
Listening to the BBS.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, this is Andy Dooley.
Insightful topics and guests. You don't want to miss Allison's show Monday nights on BBS. Visit Allison at www.visiblebynumbers.com for more information. Be well. Give you insight about your soul's journey in this. Well, your personal numerology can shine a light on your life's purpose, your true potential. Did you know your name and date of birth speak volumes about you as a person and as a spiritual being? Well, your personal numerology can shine a light on your life's purpose, your true potential, and give you insight about your soul's journey in this lifetime. Join Allison Bachman.
Join all the fun every other Monday at 8 p.m. Check out dozens of archives and ancient mystery DVDs at the Odyssey webpage.
Life by using numerology as a guide. You'll be inspired by Allison's passion.
Almeen, the greatest mystic of our time, invites you to join her as she shares powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Her books and audio library have become broken.
You sound better than you.
Seeking truth and danger. Friday nights at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tune into the mystical world we live in from our stage form to receive the most cutting-edge information on the current ascension of all creation. Her live events are unparalleled in the transfiguration of participants into moral mastery and beyond. Now you can experience the profound wisdom and incredible message of hope she has for mankind right here on BBS Radio. Friday nights at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tune in to the mystical world we live in on Station 1 to receive the most cutting-edge information on the current ascension of all creation.
I love you!
We're back. And folks, we hope that you're with us and paying attention this time because we were getting a little upset. We're getting a little angry at our audience.
John.
What?
You're not on.
We're on.
You know.
Somebody's on. If I'm you're on. Off, I'm on.
No, you're not. Neither of us is on.
Well, then get off.
We're not on the radio.
I am now. Are you hearing something?
We're back.
You see that? We're back. Man, that guy, who was that?
Because we were getting a little upset.
Amazing. I like his voice.
Oh, I see. We have a delay, huh?
That, what a handsome talking guy. I'm going to pause just so I can hear myself. I don't often get that,
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm enwrapped. I'm in blood.
So now we're going
to...
Who was that?
Now, why do you delay things?
Why do I delay things? Delay things?
Yeah.
Delay things?
Delay things.
Well, I think it is Tom's fault, really.
Who's Tom?
Well, he's the guy who was the cause of my delay.
Is that so that you can make sure that nothing too controversial goes through?
Oh, a little bit's got to get through.
Yeah, well, you're the most controversial.
You got to have a little get through.
You're the most controversial show in the world.
Whose is?
PBS.
PBS is?
I think so. Well, you know.
I would have to say it is the finest, respectable, all-talk radio network there is. But I would have to say we're the largest. Depending on how you measure it, I would say many, many, many of the categories. Does that make us the largest? You know, you've got a lot of competition out there now. You know, in our arena, the way we've done it, absolutely. I believe that as a matter of fact. I just do because I look at the statistics and so on. But, you know, we've carved out a niche market of all original talk radio without restreaming and doing it on the internet and not buying into AM, FM, and so on. Even though they do stream us. I mean, we have AM stations, FM, community radio, internet radio, personal websites, our flash codes are all over the place, but you know, tough to say. You know, everybody does it differently. We just do it differently than everybody else. Why? Because our dream is to, you know, bring it all back to the people somehow. So that's what we're always trying to do. That's how we think.
Mm-hmm. But which people?
The people.
All people.
Yeah, all people. I think, you know, we've been listening to people who say they're experts, professionals, engineers, doctors, and all the rest of it for so long, and look at where we're at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that does bother me, because they profess one thing and end up being another. I think the media has been that kind of an illusion. I think it's been a brainwashing tool, as our education system is, but unfortunately that brainwashing tool has spun a web that's just amazing, amazing. And the people gave up all their power, all their information. When they went to hunt for information, they had to go to the big networks to get it, to find out what's going on in their neighbor's home or their, the next city or the town over, the state over, worldwide. And they've abused it so severely that I would never want to see, ever, as we march on in the future of Earth's lifetime, ever see something like that again, where the few people control the information flow. Because if you've just got a few people that can control that much information, that mass volume of information, and decide who gets what, when, and how, and you can alter perceptions based on that, and you're a sick, whacked out pervert who's murderous, whoa. No, I honestly believe that that system has to come down to ground zero, and media can never be what it was. Never, ever again. Media can never be what it was. Ever. And we're seeing that now, I think. And now, I'm adamant about that.
I have a question for
media
you.
Media is the people. The people, you know, it's a collaborative effort. Media, news, information, that should be a collaborative effort, just like the internet is teaching us. But they're going to try to control that, too.
Mm-hmm. Don, I have a question. You keep up on the alternative news far better than I do. What's the inside story about what's happening between Russia and Georgia?
Well, you know, what's going on there is you've got some people behind the Bush camp. Money and people, Bush and Bush Senior, and the people that are really wanting, or you know, there's some barons in there. You got some very wealthy, wealthy, perverted people, and they're backing this play. It's been a play that's been desirous for a long time, and Georgia, pardon me, is one way to get things rolling, because I personally believe that they want to start World War III, and it's always been predicted that, you know, the Red, the Big Bear, the Eagle, you know, we're going to fight, World War III is coming, you know, it's going to be us against Russia and China, those are going to be the main three players, right? Well, it seems like there are efforts out there that are concerted, and they want to get that on. They actually want to make that a reality. They want a war between the superpowers, and they want to, well, of course they're going to control it. I mean, it's, but they want this war. They want to bring about some form of a global reduction in humankind. Massive. And those few sickos are not getting their way, I might add. They're not getting their way, folks. They're losing so much ground now because so many people are waking up to their shenanigans. It's so fast. The people's, understanding now and the rhythm with, and the pace at which they're waking up and understanding and getting into it, it's amazing. What does that mean? Well, you know, we've gone so far, so long with such vigor, that there's no stopping it. I mean, you're not going to turn it around. You're not going to stop this snowball or this hundredth monkey effect. That's over. Way too many people around the globe are woken up. Way too many people want to see change. Way too many people are getting into the political arena. Way too many people are building internet sites talking about the truth. Way too many people are publishing books on the truth. Way too many people are getting on internet radio, and they're allowing it now on TV. And I'm telling you, it's just, the winds of change are here. And there's no stopping it. So if people think that somehow that in the end these baser emotional conflicts or baser type people that live in a slower oscillating vibration are really going to be you know, that cream of the crop in this new array of energies, no, I don't think so. I don't think it's possible. Back to you, Wynn.
You didn't answer my question. You know the answer.
You know, people always say, when I laugh, you know, you should never laugh at your own jokes.
But no,
I don't get that.
The question was...
Why wouldn't I want to laugh at my own jokes? I think they're funny.
Oh, listen.
It's arrogant to laugh at your own jokes. Really?
That's not a right way or wrong way.
Oh, no! I got to tell you, I find myself funny at times.
Mm-hmm.
Back to you, Wynn.
Mm.
We stunned him. Slap. Folks, if you want to give us a call and get in on this, give us a call. Give us a call, and if you don't know the number, just give us a call on Station 1, and we'll tell you the number. So for any of those out there that just don't know it or just too lazy to get it, or you're listening to us on somebody's website, you're upset, you want to give us a call, you know, just give us a call here on Station 1. We'll give you the number. You can call us back. We'll put you on the air. Think we can do that, Wynn?
Mm-hmm.
You okay?
Yeah.
You're not passing anything right now or anything?
No, not a bit. I'm just trying to...
Not a bit?
I'm trying to get my question answered. Answer it.
You had a question that I didn't answer?
Yeah. I said, what is really happening in Georgia, according to... the inside scoop. I honestly believe
we went in there and we had part of our Homeland Security boys in there working with Homeland Security to instigate changes in that region to gain more control of the oil, to get the chaos flowing.
Give me some facts. Like Russia went into there and attacked them. What did they do to provoke the attack, and how did we influence it on one side or the other? Do you know? I know you can think something is true, but I mean...
I only know what I read.
Yeah.
I can't say the information I get on that is very good, because normally I get it for like rents.com, to be quite honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
R-E-N-S-E. I mean, I get a lot of my, I go to a few, whatreallyhappened.com, rents.com, disinfo.com. There, I have actually funny, thanks for mentioning, because if you go to our website, go down on the left hand margin, and you'll see a link called Current News Feeds. If you want all the best news, the best flavors of the day, if you actually have time to read it all, you'll find it all in one place. Right there.
That's the alternative news, right? What we could call alternative.
Well, I think it's truth talk. These are more investigative type websites that really don't like to, I don't think, print a lot of crap. They like to get to the heart of the story, and you're going to find that they're very in-depth type companies. But just go to Current News Feeds. It's under BBS Dimension or Blogin Service.
I don't see it there. I see.
And it's been talking about that, but most of the stories about how big Russia made us look so ignorant, and, you know, how they walked in there and stopped it all, and how Putin's saying his blah blah, and Bush is saying his blah blah, and old Cundy is doing her blah, you know, blah blah. You know.
They're
so insignificant because I feel they should be removed at any moment. I mean, they're really such inept, murderous people that they should just be gone. What they say, I glance through it these days. I try to read some of it, but it's so sickening now. Because you've got such idiots, really, such idiots with such disregard for anything but themselves, running the most powerful country in the world. And here we go under Iran, and now we go into Georgia and find out that, you know, it could be even us trying to foment this chaos so that we can instigate more and more problems. And Israel's a big part of that issue. And the Israeli lobbyists, AIPAC. And what goes on with some of these huge corporations in these countries? You can't say a country is different than a corporation. People are always trying to say, oh, well, Israel, oh, well, Georgia, oh, well, Russia. Well, there are companies bigger than countries. So you loop that in there, you kind of get a little better flavor for what's going on, and it's kind of demented.
Now, I still can't find what you said, where you have the feeds on the left side. What is the link called?
Current news feeds.
And it's on the left side of your homepage?
Correct.
Okay. Now, I'm on Talk Radio Station 1. Maybe that's why I'm not getting it.
No, it'd be on the left. You'd go just down the left side. You'll see it somewhere.
You're sure it's there, right?
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, I don't want to give disinformation here. Okay. Well, I see extreme news.
Keep going. Down, okay. Down, down.
Okay. I see. Let's see. What's ailing America?
It's above that a bit.
I don't think so.
It's above the images.
I see self-awareness Bible, vocal impressions.
A little higher, I think.
Okay. Current news feeds. Okay, it's under blog-in service.
Right. Our original blog in service, which is now blog in broadcasting service, or BBS.
Mm-hmm. So this is pretty good. This is the alternative news that's coming in from Rents and from all these different places, right?
I don't think Rents has a feed.
No?
Not one that I know of. If anyone knows that Rents has a feed, please send it to us.
Who's feeding these? Whose feeds are you getting on this?
I don't know, there's a few, quite a few.
Quite a few?
Quite a few, changes every hour.
So this is like a teletype.
It's your one place to get all the news you want.
Mm-hmm.
The good news, the bad news, the ugly news.
Here is the most powerful person on the web you have never heard of.
Yeah, I read that. That's kind of weird.
He's 20-year-old, skinny, and he could pass for 16. Eight and a half million page views per day. What does he do?
Who's that?
This guy who is the most powerful person on the web you've never heard of.
I don't know. Maybe they're talking about you, Wynn.
No.
Maybe you're the man of the hour. Maybe.
No, I don't think so.
You're made man.
No.
You're a maid. Man.
Well, by the way, earlier in the show, if you noticed, Don was playing promos. He got so bored with us that he played promos of all his other shows. Is that true, Don?
Hey, I was spinning a whole new deal.
Were you bored?
Not at all. I was having fun. I always have fun. If I get bored, I have fun. I actually have fun in my boredom. I figure if you're going to be bored or something, you just can't say something. Why say anything at all? But then that thought only lasts for a little while. And then I'm at it again. You know, like, here it comes again. What's that? I don't know.
All right.
But here it comes again.
Hey, did you ever go to New York City, Don?
I've been there, yeah.
You lived near... When you were in Canada, you lived near there, right?
No. Canada's a big place. Oh, here we go.
Don Nikoloff?
We got somebody who's giving us a call.
Somebody that wants a psychic reading?
I hope so. What? I've been wanting to give a psychic reading all day.
Gosh. Hello? Can you hear me?
We can hear you. It's a pleasure. Welcome to the Wind and Dawn Show.
Wow. I just kind of phoned up just to help you realize that people are listening to you actively.
You know, I was hoping that was the case, but you never know.
Yes. I don't have anything to say that.
You got a good joke?
One of the typical things that happened to me when I want to turn you up.
Well, you know, I believe that. You know, people find it difficult to reach us, and I don't know why. I mean, we put every phone number out there and everything, but, you know, often it seems to be the case, and I honestly don't know why. I've been trying to figure that out for a while.
Well, Dan, maybe it's kind of a blackness you're projecting so people can listen to you, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
They're watching there quietly, and they don't want to interfere with your words.
Yeah, that could be.
Is our caller in England? is our caller in England?
Yes, I think so.
England.
Yes, England.
Very good. What's
the land of Ing, right?
What city in England?
Wasn't England named after Ing?
I'm trying to think. What is
the land of Ing?
The Angles. I live in out London.
North London.
Odd London?
Yes, London. Dear old London.
Dear old London. Ah, yeah.
Is it? Tell me. Is it cloudy in North London today?
It's rainy.
Is it cloudy? Your voice is not clear.
I bet you it's rainy and cloudy. Am I right?
It's been cloudy today. Lots of lovely gray clouds.
And rain, right?
No rain today, unfortunately.
But mostly a lot of rain, right?
There's been a lot of rain, and I've loved it.
Do love the rain. If I ever want to feel solemn... Honestly, really solemn and yet wickedly alive. I would have to go to Britain.
I keep an umbrella with me on the hottest day, just hoping for rain. It might be kind of clear sky all day with no hope of rain at all, but I'm always hoping away. So we've had some torrential rain showers
all over you.
What is the name of our caller?
Sorry?
I couldn't hear you. What is the name of our caller?
Your caller.
I think we call him Plank. Plink. No. Plurple.
No, I said, what is the name of our caller? What is your name?
Oh, caller. Okay. Caller. Okay. My name is Dominic.
Dominic. I'm sorry, Dominic.
I thought it's color, as in purple, pink, or blue, or orange, or green.
It's probably the English-American accent.
Yeah, the thing is that it's some kind of, like, your voice, I can't hear every word you're saying, which is very strange.
Dominic, tell me, in England,
yeah,
what is the consciousness of people? In other words, are they aware that the world is corrupt, or do they still think the queen is hot shit?
some realize that something weird is going on.
Must have met better drinking songs about the queen. Sorry.
Let him answer. Come on.
Sorry. You better say that again.
I think he was trashing your queen.
That's fine by me. I don't mind. If she wanted to have tea with me tomorrow, I'd say I'd go along and have tea with her. But if you got a pile of abuse to shove at her, that's fine by me. I'm sure she can handle it.
I'm sure she can too. I mean, that's a tough woman.
Every day.
Dominic. Dominic, are you a regular listener to BBS?
I am, yes. I listen to every evening when possible.
What are some
of your favorite? I try to listen to your show every week when possible, too.
You must be a little warped by now, then, because I know my journey on this show has been warping.
Well, it's a beautiful shape, as it were.
Thank you. You know, they could graph it out.
It is one of my abilities to realize that something that is normal for me is happening when I listen to your show.
See, Don, we knew we had some light coming into our show somewhere. We didn't know it was all the way from England.
Isn't that great?
What are your other favorite shows on BBS?
My other favorite shows are Dr. Fredbell's Health Science and Energy Show. I listen to Enlightened Medicine and Radiance by Design and also Steve Barish's Healing Hour.
Uh-huh.
And these are my favorite shows.
Now, I have to tell you, try my Monday night show.
asking for a book.
What time is your show on? Is it like 4 o'clock in the morning maybe, for me or 5?
Maybe it's not a good time for you. It's 6 p.m. Pacific time, which is probably in the middle of the night in England, isn't it?
Well, it's probably a very funny time. About 2 o'clock in the morning.
Are you a member of the
probably a reasonable time. You know,
do you get the
probably it's going to be. I'm going to probably be regular to that every week, listening to it every time it's up sale.
Actually, do you get the archive?
He just said he's going to love listening to your show, and you just blew him off. No wonder you don't give away any books.
I can't even
hear him. You're talking too much. Don't be so inconsiderate. A very bright British fellow talking to us. It's got the courage to talk to us. He hasn't hung up on us. So please be considerate. This is a rare occurrence that we have a fan in London.
We might even make a whole company after you, my friend. A fan in London. Yeah, you got to send us a photo.
You want a photo of me? Okay.
Yeah, well, we got to headline you. Our fan in London.
Well, you know
I'll
what?
Certainly do that.
We could get you a lot of dates. Like if you write on their single and maybe your email address.
Don, why don't we put Dominic on the front page of BBS and we'll interview him next week next to Bits and Bugliosi and, all the famous people.
Thing to do.
Hey, we have 2 minutes and we got to call in the light and then close her down. Dominic, will you stay with us?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, Dominic, you know, this is real. When we call in the light, we are going to work with you in London and we're going to get a string of energy between London and Northern California and Nevada, all going.
Wow.
And everyone else is on the line. But when you're on with us in person, it's really powerful. And you do have a real, I mean, I'm joking on this show because it's hard to talk to Don and not joke, but you have a really beautiful energy. And I'm glad you're listening because you're helping Don and I modulate our relationship, okay?
Wow. That's really beautiful to know.
I mean that. You know, Don and I would probably shoot each other if we were stuck in a room for more than 8 hours. Maybe 6 hours. We, you know, and so when we have enough nice
people...
I'd make
you put your socks and shoes outside.
That's right. Okay. So we appreciate your listening and calling in, and, you know, you're a good example for other people that listen that never call. Because it's more scary thinking about it than actually doing it, okay? When you do it, you know, unless you're asking for a psychic reading like the lady last week, which I had a couple people tell me they thought that was a setup, Don, that we set her up to do that and that she wasn't legitimate. So those of you that listen last week, we did not set that up. That was actually a woman that thought she was going to get a psychic reading and Don said it was a sidekick reading instead of a psychic reading, right?
Oh my God.
So So let's call in the light. We're already over a minute. So, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect all of us on this line, Don, Dominic, and myself, and everyone listening that wants to participate in this. And this is an exercise in accessing the parts of ourselves that are in other dimensions, and through our intention, moving them into a state of blending or interweaving and just making us become a little more one right in this moment. And those of you that shut your eyes and that are a little more sensitive can actually feel this. And you'll feel that energy radiating off of your crown chakra and your third eye as we connect with each other. And now we invite those group souls, those positive energies that are in these same dimensions to join with us and to create a huge group energy of oneness. And as we have this in place, it's very powerful. And you can add your intentions to it. And when you add your intention, it's kind of like a new way of saying prayer. It's like putting something that you would like to happen, but it must be for the highest good of all concerned. It can't be just for yourself. Now, it can be for yourself as long as it's for the highest good of all concerned, but it can't be for yourself and somebody else loses. It can't be to manipulate someone else and violate their free will. It has to fit those criteria, and then it can be for a healing, it can be for a job, it can be for something that you need for yourself. Put it into this energy right now and feel it and for the highest good. And I would like to take this energy and put it out for the principle of peace on this planet, for the principle of integration of the higher realms through each of us into the earth. I'd like to send it to the earth for all her patience with all these humans, and I'd like to send it to our guest tonight who had the courage to call us, and on that note...
Okay, thank you, Wynn.
Thank you.
And we gotta let everybody go. We're well overdue. Bye.
I love you.